Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
I am Jason from Earth 2 Inman. Welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra, the podcast that you already know about because you are a lovely patron supporter. And we're going to talk more about more stuff off the cuff. More stuff. Ashley.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about hundreds because we just did a lesson on hundreds. And just in case people haven't listened to that episode or it's been days or weeks or months or years since they've done it and they're just catching up on this now.
What a shame.
Truly, truly a shame. I want to just refresh really quick. Jason, who is your favorite Huntress of the like 4.5 potential Huntresses?
Oh, dear Lord. The one that has absolutely nothing to do with Sportsmaster. Helena Wayne.
Yes. That's also my preferred one. But
Earth 2. No, you said it was the new one.
Well, I like Helena Wayne better, but... I like the post New 52 Helena Bertinelli. I also think she's the prettiest one, so I think that's why I like her a lot.
All right,
she's got a cool costume. Someone can make it for me, and then maybe I would cosplay because I'm lazy. So, we talked about this in the lesson a lot. Helena Wayne, in particular, was developed because Bob Layton, editor at large, wanted a revamped, like, cooler Earth 2 version of Batgirl.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask, how do you think her career would have gone if they had made Helena Wayne Batgirl instead of Huntress? Do you think she would be a more important character?
You mean back in the 70s?
Yeah, because she debuted in 77.
No.
Do you think she would have flopped?
I think she'd have as much notoriety as she does now.
Really?
Yep.
I think that's very interesting.
You don't know why? I can say a name for you right now that I think will prove my point.
Tell me.
Kathy Kane.
But she's the original Batgirl.
She's the original Batwoman.
Oh, see, I don't even know.
How many people are pulling for Kathy Kane right now?
Batwoman's got some fans.
But that's not Kathy Kane. That's a different Batwoman.
Yeah, you're right.
And Batwoman is from the same time period. Nobody gives a damn about Batwoman anymore. But Batwoman Kathy Kane is such an impact to Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne wants to marry her.
Yeah, there but she only exists because everyone was like, maybe they're going to sleep together. Like, her origin is very strange as far as publication history goes.
But she is around that Bat family for like a decade.
Is she? I didn't even know she was around that long.
It's a long time. There are issues where Robin gets jealous of her. Because
that's true.
Like, and stuff like that. Like, she has such a... Like, there's a reason why Grant Morrison made Batman Incorporated basically an ode to Kate Kane. Because Kate Kane... makes such an impact on the history of Batman that has been completely forgotten post-crisis.
You know, it's funny that you bring up Kate Kane because...
Or Kathy Kane, I'm sorry. I keep
saying... Kate Kane is the new one.
Yeah, Kate Kane is the new one. Kathy Kane is the new one.
Okay, you bring up Kathy Kane.
Or is it Bette Kane? I'm going to look it up.
I don't know.
So many Kanes.
One of them is Batgirl. You get too many Kanes.
Is her name Helena? I don't know.
I don't think it's Helena, if I'm going to be honest. The original Batgirl and the original Batwoman, the ones with the dashes in their name who predated Barbara Gordon, they wore the pointy face masks, too, that we were sort of making fun of Huntress for wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that aesthetic debuted in the 40s. I don't know when they were created. I'm really, really sorry. Do you think...
Kathy Kane.
Kathy Kane. There you go. Do you think if...
1956.
They had made her the Earth 2 Robin instead of just another version of Dick Grayson, she would still have some sort, like, more relevance, more notoriety than she does?
How do you mean?
Well, because they initially, like I said, they conceived her as a Batgirl. What if they conceived her as a Robin? Because, like, we've seen her as Robin. She's great as Robin. What if she'd been, what if we had a female Robin in the 70s?
We wouldn't have. That's the other problem about that thing is here's a weird thing. You can look at characters in comic books, and it wasn't until the 80s that they allowed characters in comic books to actually change and grow up.
It's when Nightwing is born.
Nightwing doesn't become Nightwing until 1983.
Heck yeah. He's got real, my favorite thing about that too is they draw his Robin legs, but they're like really hairy.
Yeah.
It's super weird.
Yeah, he's pretty old by the time he gets. So in Earth 2, do you know what Dick Grayson was at that time?
What do you mean what he
was? Well, do you know what his persona was?
Oh, he was a lawyer.
It was Robin.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He wore another Robin costume.
Yeah, a different one.
So Dick Grayson was the Robin of the DC Universe in two Earths. They were not going to make it a woman, sadly. That's the thing about that is that the time would not have allowed her to do. I don't know.
Because I will say that Carrie Kelly and regardless of what you think about the book that she debuted in, and it's obviously very iconic and very legendary, but like she is lauded as like the first female Robin.
Who is?
Carrie Kelly.
Oh, Carrie Kelly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I wonder, like, if Helena had been the first, like, if they just scrapped Robin, if it would have made her more relevant.
Here's the weirder thing is, what do you think would have happened to Barbara Gordon if Helena Wayne became the Batgirl? Would we even care about Barbara Gordon now?
Well, I don't think Barbara Gordon existed on Earth 2 at that time, which is why I don't know, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's weird when you go to Earth 2, but like, Barbara Gordon was the Batgirl.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But that's another interesting thing because like 10 years later, you're going to get Killing Joke.
Yeah.
Where we just wipe her out anyway.
Although originally Killing Joke was never meant to take place in continuity.
I know, but it wound up being in a big bad way.
You can thank John Ostrander for that.
I do. Because I love Oracle.
I
will say it until the end of time. Babs's best incarnation is as Oracle.
Yeah.
And having a disabled woman as the smartest person in the DCU running the Justice League is incredible.
Yeah, I miss Oracle in the DC universe.
Even though I love Cassandra Cain, and I think if you had made Helena Batgirl, we would never have gotten Cassandra Cain. I think it would have been interesting if we had seen a second Batgirl that early. Because most of the legacy characters, like you said, didn't grow up. Until the 80s or the 90s or
and it's Dick Grayson is the first one that does it.
The first one, yeah.
Because we're in this weird nebulous time where the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, they did not age.
No, they were always sort of like 12.
Yeah they did not age. Now, let me ask you this. When she shows up in Robin 3, what if she had been Batgirl? What if in Robin 3, she doesn't show up as Batgirl. She shows up with like the Cassandra Cain Batgirl costume. And for the 90s, instead of her being Huntress, she's a rogue Batgirl because Barbara Gordon was Oracle at that time.
That's interesting because Cassandra is very that. Like if you look at their descriptions on paper, although they're executed differently by different writers and the constraints of different storylines. Like Cassandra Cain is like a loner. She's very quiet. Part of that is through disability that's later undone. She's fixated on Batman, but she doesn't really want to follow his rules. She doesn't live in the house with the rest of them. And Tim is living there at the time. And like they are on paper, like they're sort of angry loners in a very similar style. I don't know. That would have been really interesting.
Right. It would change a lot of storylines of the 90s.
I probably would have been into it, to be honest.
I think it makes her more interesting.
Yeah.
If that's the case. Because it gives her a purpose. And also, if you think about it, when she shows up at that time period, she should dress as a Bat character because where does Huntress come from? Like, if she's a gangster girl, right?
Yeah.
Where does this Huntress thing come from? But it makes more sense if she becomes a Bat character.
Right. Like, her name should honestly be, like, Magdalena or something. Like, it should be a Catholic Italian thing. Huntress is a better name.
Yeah.
And Huntress was a name that was around the DC universe, and that's, of course, why they used it. But, like, that name and the association with the Bat family has nothing to do with who Helena Bertinelli is as she debuts in 1989.
Not at all.
And it's interesting because that was my problem with her and with Stephanie Brown for such a long time is I found them reductive characters. Like there were other characters who did the same things and filled the same roles that they did but were more deftly handled. And it wasn't until they put her on Spiral where I was like, oh, I get it. This is a useful place for this character.
See, and that's also weird for me because I don't consider that the same Helena Bertinelli of the 90s.
It's not.
You know,
but you sort of, you know, when you're doing a lesson like
you sort of have to lump them together
because, like, I just lumped a bunch of people who had the same name together. Like, because, I put baby Kyle
Huntress,
with.
Huntress for me in the 90s was essentially the character that just showed up and screwed stuff up. And I kind of always hate...
spoiler.
I hated it when she showed up in a storyline. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, God, not Huntress again.
I would agree. And they both had purple costumes.
She was kind of like the Ferengi in Star Trek The Next Generation. Like, every time they showed up, I was like, ah, oh, I hate this episode.
Yeah. You know? But again, to carry that Ferengi analogy, which I think is interesting, I think when the character got a little more exploration in the New 52, in both versions... they became more interesting. Like, Helena Wayne and then Helena Bertinelli in New 52 are
completely different
so
characters.
Much more interesting than everything that comes before that.
I agree with you, but it's also the thing, too, that Helena Wayne, to me, is not Helena Bertinelli of the 90s. Like, they're completely different.
But, I mean, they're all called Huntress, so.
They are all kind of Huntress. I understand. And it is weird, especially when you're dealing with the multiverse stuff, and they are essentially supposed to be the same person, but they're not.
I really wish we would see more with that version of Helena Wayne. And I would love to write it.
She's still alive.
I know she is.
She's still alive out there in the multiverse. They ended that series so terribly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
so
I think there's room for that. And I really love that we get this sort of culmination of the Batman-Catwoman love story. Because that is something that's being played in continuity right now. But I know it's something that you really like and that I really like.
Yep.
And so I think she's a great representation of that. That she goes on to be this amalgam character of her parents.
Sure.
Is really, really cool.
Yeah, I agree. So we didn't answer this in the main podcast. So let's answer this here. Do you like the Huntress more or less now?
I think I'm the same. Okay. I'm the same I always was.
Okay, cool.
because I knew about the two versions of the characters that I liked.
Yeah.
I like her now more than I did a decade ago. You know?
You didn't like her in the 90s in No Man's Land?
No. Oh, no, no, no. Absolutely not. I hated her in No Man's Land.
I'm just asking. I'm
no, I have a hard time with Barbara Gordon for me sets the bar very high.
Uh-huh.
So I have a hard time with female Bat characters. Like, I don't like Stephanie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the sort of 1990s Helena Bertinelli. I like Kate Kane, but I don't think Batman would put up with someone calling themselves Batwoman that he hadn't trained.
I agree.
So I don't like her as a member of the Bat family. Now, I've read some great stories that have included
her. She has some great books out there, yeah.
But in my headcanon, there's no Batwoman.
I agree.
It just is. And visually, I think she's one of the most beautiful characters.
Yeah, with her weird skin condition.
I don't care. She can be chalk white and the red hair. Like, just the visuals and the visual language of those books. When Batwoman books are good, they're so good. But when I think of, like, who's my Bat team and what would I write? Like, she's... None of those characters figure into my equation.
I'm not a fan of Spoiler either. Spoiler, again, was another one of these characters, just like Huntress, where you're just like, every time she showed up, I was like, ah, not you
again.
She's
baby Huntress. She just shows up to, like, fuck shit up for Robin.
I didn't mind it when she was Batgirl, to be honest with you, when Spoiler was Batgirl.
I hated it so much.
But like, that was the most I liked Stephanie Brown.
I liked her costume. I liked when she pushed Damian off a roof
because
he called her fat. That was really good.
Damien.
I hate Damien.
Oh, man.
I can't wait for you to teach the geek history lesson on Damien and then ask me at the end, do you like him more now?
You won't like him more. It's just again. But Damien, again, is funny. Here's the thing. Damien has a purpose in the Bat family that Helena has never gotten.
Yeah, I have no problem.
Besides when she's his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
When she's his daughter, she has a purpose.
Absolutely. I have no problem with her operating in and around Gotham. She should not be a member of the Bat family.
Yeah. That's my thing. That's my thing about any of the Bat characters. They have to have a purpose.
I also think if you cannot imagine them living in Wayne Manor, they shouldn't be a member of the Bat family.
Well, I don't know about that because Luke Fox would never live in the Bat Manor, and I'm fine with him being Batwing.
Oh, I guess like so
or
am
neither,
I.
Neither
but
would
he,
neither would Jean-Paul Valley.
Yeah, but I don't like him, so I don't care.
Yeah.
But when I think about we're really off topic, but I guess it doesn't matter. When I think about building my Bat family, like Luke Fox doesn't come into my equation. I enjoy his stories.
I think he's totally part of
I
Bat
enjoy
family.
Him in the current Batwoman series, or Batgirl series when he crops up, but... Yeah, he's like Batwing's not in my Batwing.
Oh, I like Batwing a lot. Batwing, I think, is one of the best things to come out of the DC2. It's like, it was a good idea. And giving Lucius Fox a tie into Batman is a good call.
I agree. Yeah.
It's a really good call. And it makes sense that like Luke Fox would make sort of the Iron Batman armor.
Yeah.
So it's really good. But yeah, that's my thing is like what is their purpose? It's not like would they live at Wayne Manor, because there are lots of Bat characters that would not live in Wayne Manor. Because here's the thing, Nightwing, Dick Grayson would never move back to Wayne Manor. And here's the reason why.
But he did when he became Batman.
He did, only in Prodigal.
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, he did live there for many years.
Sure. But when he became Batman in Batman and Robin, he moved to the city.
That's true.
Because he saw it as Bruce's house.
But he did move back for like a minute.
If you look at the timeline and that whatever, which we're going to talk about very soon. Prodigal is literally like a month.
I know.
He was Batman for a month. So to me, I kind of count that as like a test run.
Mm.
But like, no, if he has the choice, he doesn't move back to the manor.
But he has lived there. And like Jason lived there.
He has lived there.
Damian lived there.
But I'm just saying,
there,
like,
and...
you know, Nightwing would never move back. As
no,
Nightwing,
he
would never move
but
back.
But neither
to
would
the
Red
house.
Hood.
Neither would Red Hood either. But yeah, so, you know, and Spoiler would never be invited there in the first place,
no.
And neither would Helena, and yeah, so that's, to me, the only one, the person that lives there, it's Bruce, it's Alfred, it's the damn dog, and it's whoever's Alfred, or
whoever's
Robin.
Robin.
Or
whoever's Alfred.
Whoever's Alfred. All right, that's it. Any final thoughts on Helena?
She's better in the modern day.
Go read the World's Finest series. It's great.
It's so good.
It's really good.
I reread it for this lesson.
It's good!
All right.
Why don't you close out the podcast?
Thank you so much for all of your support. You're amazing on Patreon. You're beautiful, sexy people. And keep supporting us and tell us what you think about Andreas.
I don't know if they're sexy. I don't
say that. That's
I haven't
so,
seen pictures. I mean, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. I don't know if they're sexy. I haven't seen any of these people.
Well, there's someone for everyone.
I mean, I met a couple of them at San Diego Comic-Con, and they were lovely.
They were lovely.
They were totally sexy. Those people. But thank you for their support. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robbins.
This episode went off the rails. Enjoy. Bye-bye.